Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Erie County Sheriff's Office is very pleased to continue our partnership with the Buffalo Bills in enhancing the game day experience of the fans and the surrounding residents here in Orchard Park. We're doing that by the enforcing of the laws, by enforcing of the stadium rules and regulations, and certainly with the cooperation of the individuals that we are here trying to help. As always, if anyone on game day sees something unusual or any other time, please, if you see something, say something to your area law enforcement people. The traffic patterns this year will continue similar to what they have been for the last 5 years. Abbott Road will be closed to any vehicular traffic about 2 hours before kickoff and remain closed until the pedestrians have all accessed or crossed Abbott Road following the game. Following the game, Route 20A south of the stadium will continue to be two lanes eastbound traffic only. I guess this is a reminder of some of the things that are important. Remember, don't bring glass bottles to the stadium for your tailgating. Walking away from your vehicle with a glass bottle will likely cause an encounter with law enforcement or the security people. They'll ask you first to dispose of the bottle or to get rid of it, but the best thing is just don't bring the bottle with you. Plastic and cans are fine, plastic cups, but don't be traveling around with glass bottles. We'll continue with our efforts with the accessible parking. As a reminder to individuals, that the qualifying person must be a passenger or the operator of a vehicle if they're using a handicap tag or handicap permits. For your safety, it's good to not hang that marker, the indicator on the placard on your mirror until you get to the parking lot. But if it's not obstructing your vision, then so be it. I want to thank the City of Buffalo, both the mayor and Commissioner Lockwood, for continuing to let us use their Sky Tower. You've seen it downtown Buffalo, but it will be deployed into the bus lot, providing security people with an elevated platform to observe what's going on. So I thank the mayor and Commissioner Lockwood for that. So I think specific questions as they come, but Andy?
Well, I want to thank the sheriff, certainly Erie County Sheriff's Office, the county, Orchard Park Police Department. We work very closely with all the different law enforcement agencies on game day. And we've made some changes this year, some positive changes to help with the fan experience, our fan behavior initiatives. And our number one priority at the Bills is safety of the fans, the staff, the team. And we work very closely, like I said, and collaborate closely with the Sheriff's Department, Orchard Park Police, All Pro Parking, BPI Security, and all the other agencies that we work with on game day, including the FBI, Homeland Security, Joint Terrorism Task Force, and others. So one of the big changes we have this year, I think many people already know about, it's our bus and limo lot and Tailgate Village, which is another option for fans for tailgating, another fan experience element of our game day production. So in addition to the Boulevard, which is the closed part of Abbott Road where fans can have pregame activity and fan activations and a fun atmosphere beginning at 9 o'clock on game day. We also have the Bills fan zone inside the stadium field house that opens at 9:30 on game day for fans to have a good time inside a weather protected area. And then inside the stadium, we have the Labatt Scoreboard Square, which is a new area as well, for fans to enjoy the Believers live band and other activations, food and beverage, et cetera. We'll have Bills alumni in there as well. We have the Miller Lite Brew Pub, which is a new area inside the stadium that we've been upgrading over the last couple of seasons, enhancing in that space where fans can watch pregame activities on television. Again, food and beverage opportunities, some fan activation stuff there too. But the biggest change for us this year was addressing the concerning behavior in the fan in the bus and limo lot in particular. We partner with Tailgate Guys, who does this all across the country at many different venues, and they've helped us create Tailgate Village. And Tailgate Village will be a great space for tailgating passengers of buses and limos of 11 passengers or more to have a unique reserved location. Will include the tables, the tents, the chairs for the fans, includes the parking pass, includes live disc jockey music, and then also appearances by Billy Buffalo and our drum corps and even some Bills alumni. So we're really looking to make that a fun, unique space. The Buffalo Bills are all about tailgating. Our Bills fans are passionate, they're loyal, they're some of the best in the NFL, and this new program enhances that for all of our fans. So we're really looking forward to the new layout in the bus and limo lot. Fans have to purchase their passes in advance. If a bus or limo shows up without that permit, they won't be permitted to park in the lot, so they'll be directed elsewhere by the sheriff. So those are some of the new programs this year. And, you know, again, we're really excited about the season on and off the field. We're off to a great start. We know that we're going to have a loud, passionate fan base on Sunday. We're really looking forward to that. And we're really looking forward to the off-the-field fan experience. And like Sheriff Howard mentioned, you know, safety is the number one priority of our fans, our staff, our team. And we're looking forward to all the different fan experience activations for those on game day.
Just to add one reminder, I think, that to the fans that are coming, take a little bit of time with your group to pick or pre-designate a place that you would be reunited. So if you become separate, either on the way to the game, you'll meet them, no doubt, at the seats, unless only one person's carrying all the tickets. That could be a problem. But even if you become separated at the end of the game or elsewhere, how are you going to get back together? So some thought to that. And as always, if you're drinking, be responsible. I give a lot of thought to the designated driver, to Uber, to public transportation. But please, as Andy said, our partnership, a lot of people involved in this, is to keep everyone safe. So thank you, and let's have a continue with that great season. The total number of law enforcement deputies, Orchard Park Police, other police officers is probably pretty close to 300 sworn law enforcement people that are on the grounds on game day, with about another 300 private security people.
With the changes to the bills and the RV, the bus and the RV lot, are you guys at all concerned of spillover with those bigger vehicles in the off-site parking lot?
We're just talking with Orchard Park Chief. Not a bad time to join us. But
so one thing I would just point out real quickly is there's no changes to the RV and camper lot. We did do some changes to that lot about 3 or 4 years in concert with Orchard Park Police, and that program worked really well. And the RVs now, we're sold out of the RV lot for the full season. And the neighborhood parking lots have taken in some of the campers that overflowed beyond that. And we've seen a great fan experience, great fan behavior for all those parking in the RV lot and the camper lot. And also that same plan in the neighbor lots, we've seen pretty good behavior out there too. So I think that's also the hope with the buses and limos that are parking here in our parking lot, that they'll have a great experience, they'll be responsible, they'll have a great time tailgating. And then the ones that go out and possibly to the neighborhoods, I know Chief can talk a little bit about that, but we're hopeful that it's the same program there too, that they behave.
So as far as the buses with the satellite parking lots, the residential parking lots will not be allowed to have the buses in them due to concerns about the infrastructure, driving, having vehicles across the lawns. But there are several commercial lots out there that are capable of holding buses. We would recommend that you reach out ahead of time and figure out which lot you want to go to and make sure they will actually accept the buses. Some lots will, some won't. So I would just recommend everybody check to make sure of where you're going if you're not going to park in the stadium.
Will you
We will have increased staff for the first game, and we'll see how it goes from there. I don't expect too many problems, though.
How many arrests were made by Orchard Park Police and the Sheriff's last year?
We've seen a pattern that we're very proud of the fans for saying this, but of a continuous decrease in the number of arrests. Specifically,
so I can help with that. So from a bills, we work obviously closely with the sheriff and Orchard Park Police. You know, not that long ago, we used to average almost 30 arrests a game. We used to average almost 140 ejections a game, probably 8 to 10 years ago. With all the new programs, all the different things we've done to try to make it a better fan experience, safer, more fun fan experience, last year we averaged roughly 3 arrests per game and about 46 ejections a game. So we're not perfect. We know that. We know that there's fans that are still going to be, a small minority of fans will be irresponsible, drink too much, maybe do dumb things. You know, there's only a few knuckleheads out there that can make it bad for the whole fan base. But we are very proud of the progress, and we're thankful to the fans who care about their experience, who call the sheriff or call us at our fan conduct hotline to tell us they see something. You know, it might be concerning, it might be a fan behavior issue. And our teams, our security teams, our sheriff teams, they're able to address it proactively in advance so that it doesn't turn into something bigger. So the numbers are the numbers. You know, we hope they get better and continue to get better, but we definitely have made some strides.
We finished a question here. Jane, go ahead.
I don't have the exact number, but probably averages 1 to 2 a game.
1 to 2?
Correct.
Arrest?
Correct.
And so if someone is received a summons,
that would still be considered an arrest, yes. 1 to 2, averaging 1 to 2 arrests a game last year.
I know we covered quite a bit more than that.
I'd have to do, I don't have the exact numbers, I have to do the research, but actually game related. Now, after the game, I don't have those numbers with me. I'd have to pull those up. I can't give you those numbers right now. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so the numbers of bus permits and limo permits sold is down. I think we expected as such. You know, there's an increase in the cost. There's a change in the program, and you know, we did experience a lot of buses and limos coming on property last year, where we actually expanded our parking lot to try to capture their spaces and give them a place to park, which also caused, you know, issues for us. So yeah, the numbers are down a bit, but I think that's as expected, and we're obviously, it's the first game that we're going to have this program in place. We're not sure how many are going to still come without a permit and try to, you know, either park on our property or try to park somewhere else in the neighborhood. But it's a learning experience for us, too. You know, we want to take as much information about game day, get the fan feedback, especially those that are utilizing the new program, and see how it's working for them. Do they like it? Are there things we can do differently? Can we adjust? Can we make it better? There's a lot of things we're putting into it, and again, based on a lot of feedback from the fans, from the bus and limo companies, from the taxi cab, bus and limo association of upstate New York, from the sheriff, security, guest services, all pro parking, all these people that experienced what we experienced the last couple of seasons, which was quite frankly a bit disturbing and scary from a security standpoint. We just want to make it fun and safe for all those that come to New Era Field, and hopefully this program will help with that.
Do you know how many permits have been sold so far, and how many were sold prior to the last year?
The exact number, no, but it is, I'm not sure the number right now. We have a call this week with Tailgate Guys to go through all the numbers, and then Friday we distribute the list of all the sold permits. permits to our security teams, sheriff officers, and all-pro parking staff, so everybody has that expectation of what we're going to park. But yeah, it's going to be less than last year.
I think it'll be pretty much the same as you've seen before. Again, we're stressing all of our efforts are to make this a safe, pleasant experience for everyone. We have seen increased good behavior on the part of the fans, and we all applaud that. So it'll be about the same number of people, and all the procedures are about the same. A little louder, please.
So, we had a great meeting with the neighborhood parking lot owners. The sheriff was in attendance. BPI security was in attendance. The state police was in attendance. Orchard Park police was in attendance. We had the FBI in attendance. We had our joint terrorism task force team in attendance. We had a lot of people there dedicated to answer and help with any questions that our neighborhood lot owners had. You know, we went through the full policy and program of the bus and limo lot and why we're doing this and why we've made the fan behavior changes that we've made, not just this year, but in years past. You know, the one car, one space parking, the change from 8 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock in the morning with the parking lots being open, and the changes to the RV and the camper lot. So we've been able to kind of share those programs with the folks in the neighborhood lots to show how those have been successful and worked. And then also share, hey, this is why we're doing what we're doing in the bus and limo lot. And we just want you to know so that if you decide to take buses and limos in your parking lot, you may experience what we used to experience last year, 2 years, 3 years ago. And we don't want that to happen in the neighborhood lots. We work closely with the chief and the town of Orchard Park. We don't want the issues to be leaving our lots and just happening in other lots. Nobody wants that. We just want fans to have a great time, to tailgate responsibly and be safe, and don't jump off of a school bus onto a table and snap your leg in half, and don't do silly things inside the stadium where you're getting yourself ejected or arrested, or, you know, making the experience for other fans a negative one. So we're all about tailgating, but we're also about safety. So when we can combine that, that's where we have the best fans in the NFL. Those that tailgate responsibly, they play cornhole, they grill, they have a good time, but they're safe. And they're coming into the game and they're enjoying the undefeated Buffalo Bills and cheering them on to victory. That's what we're all hopeful for. No, I think that was more in our FBI team was sharing, hey, if you see a suspicious package, let us know. It was nothing about, you know, checking bags at all. It was more about the if you see something, say something message. You know, we want the private lot owners to also be wary of safety and security because they're parking the vast majority of our fans on game day anyway. You know, we have just shy of 10,000 spaces for the Buffalo Bills. But the rest of the people that come to games are parking in the neighborhood lots. So we really appreciate what the neighborhood lot owners do for us and for the fans. And we just, same message, we want all fans, regardless of where you park, park, tailgate responsibly, have a good time, enjoy your game day.
Just generally speaking, though, a private lot owner is pretty much free to make up their own rules as to what vehicles they will allow and will not allow. I mean, unless the law said something different, if they want to take that further and say you can't bring in this type of package or that type of package, that's up to the individual lot owner. That's not at the direction of the Bills or from law enforcement. Drones remain, I think, a major concern for a lot of public safety organizations. So the no-fly zone would include drones. over the stadium to the people that are using them. Use some good discretion. This is not a good place to be operating on a drone anywhere nearby.
So to add to that, the Buffalo Bills do have a drone policy where it's against stadium and team policy to fly a drone on property, especially before the game, during the game, or after the game. And then the town of Orchard Park also has an ordinance in place making flying drones, I think, 5 hours before kickoff
and after
the game, illegal. So we encourage fans, please don't fly a drone for obvious reasons. You know, we've got thousands of fans in the parking lots, thousands of fans inside the stadium. You know, it's a concerning issue across the NFL, and we're working closely with the league security and with other agencies to help, you know, share that message of concern. But we were one of the first teams to kind of really push that message, create a policy plus an ordinance with our local partner in the police department. Yeah, no, I wouldn't say that. I would say we're giving the fans all the options we possibly can. So fans, I think the vast majority of fans tailgate on their own. And we love that about our fans. Our fans are awesome. They're the best tailgaters in the NFL. I think we would all agree to that. But there are other options that fans are looking for. Some fans come from out of town. They don't have tailgate supplies. They're not tailgating on their own. They want another option. You know, can I tailgate? What are the teams offering? Many teams have fan experience activations and opportunities for fans to do different things, inside, outside. You know, we want to cater to all the fans. You know, we have an inside area for fan experience. We've got an outdoor area for fan experience. Fans can tailgate at their own car for fan experience. Fans can tailgate in Tailgate Village for their own experience from a bus and limo passenger standpoint. So there's just more options, I think, as we get feedback from fans, as we talk to other teams in the NFL about what's working, what may not be working, what are fans like, what do they dislike. That's what we're really trying to cater to. So it's not anything other than just providing every possible option that the fans are looking for on a game day.
The overconsumption of alcohol would obviously be the cause of, alcohol probably only enhances one thing, and that's your ability to make bad decisions. So drink responsibly, on best behavior, and let's keep this pleasant for everyone.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.